you know, the last 3 or 4 years, I saw him pretty regularly in that there were a lot of golfing events that he and I, you know, played in. And he and I played, you know, against each other sometimes, you know, individually. And, you know, of course, the Oriole alumni program down at the ballpark where we go up and visit the suites, I saw him there a lot. And also, he and I were involved with the Duff Foundation down in Washington, where we would put on clinics for middle school kids. So I saw him every Thursday, and then true to Blair's form, he would rush from those clinics to get back to bowl on Thursday night, because Thursday night was his bowling night. And ironically, you know, obviously last night, that's what he was doing when he passed.
Well, and it was a last minute invite apparently to a charity or a fundraising event that had him at the bowling lane last night.
Yeah, that's one thing he loved to do. Well, one of the two things he loved to do, obviously his family and his wife and all, but besides bowling and golf, then those are two things he loved to do.
As meticulous as he was and as good technically as he was defensively as an outfielder, was he that good a golfer?
He was pretty damn good. He'd always beat up on me, and then, of course, true to his form, when I would beat him on rare occasions, you know, he didn't take it very well. But, and true to his form, too, when he beat up on me, you know, he talked about it.
No such thing as client golf, huh?
No, not when I was playing. He's pretty dang good at it.
Yeah. Paul was 3 years older than you, old enough to be a mentor when you joined the Orioles. Mm-hmm. And you weren't competing. You were both outfielders. You weren't competing for the same job. So was he a true mentor to you?
Well, he was. You know, he wasn't the kind of guy, you know, said a whole lot about playing the field. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whenever a situation would pop up, he would call me to the side and point this out and point that out to me. And I was very respectful of that because, hey, the man won a lot of gold gloves. And, you know, so that was one thing I wanted to do, was to try to learn, you know, when I was there. And whenever I needed some advice, or if he saw something that I was doing that, you know, that I could correct or do it better than what I was doing, he was there to offer advice. But in terms of competing, in fact, I've been asked that question, you know, since his passing last night several times by people that have called. And I said, no, we never competed here. Blair was a center fielder, you know. And, hey, with all the gold gloves he had won, I was smart enough to recognize that. I was just glad to be playing left field. You know, so in terms of competition, no. I never felt like, you know, we were competing. And only a lot of times when I played center field was when he didn't play, you know, when a tough right-handed pitcher was
right.
Pitcher, you know, that's
right.
All.
Right.
Yeah.
Too many guys from that era, of course, time takes its toll. Too many of those guys have started dropping in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's the sign of the times, and I guess it gets to a point where, you know, you never know when your time is, and unfortunately, you know, his time was yesterday.
Aside from the times when there are public appearances commemorating things like the, you know, the World Series years,
mm-hmm.
How often do you guys from that era get together and see each other? I mean, you talked about your golf games, but
well, pretty much that was the times, you know, the times that we got to see each other and spend time with each other. You know, mm-hmm. was at those events. Outside of that, and the clinics that he and I did together, you know, rarely did we, you know, get to see each other.
All right. Al Bunbury, we appreciate your joining us with some thoughts on your pal, Paul Blair. Thanks very much.
Okay, and you're quite welcome, Dave. Thank
All
you.
All right.